News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The National Maternity Hospital event. Lots of speculation about its future. Would it be thrown in to doubt? And lots of pressure on the health minister to sign off on the development of the hospital before the end of the year, because if they don't do so, it'll have to go back to the planning stage because new guidelines are being brought in about new building regs under EU law. For more on this, we are joined by Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, Louise O'Reilly. Louise, what's Sinn Féin's position on this?
Well, Sinn Féin had a motion passed in the Dáil with the support of all parties and without any opposition from the government 18 months ago. And it stated very simply that the hospital should be built on St Vincent's campus. It should be built as quickly as possible, and there should be a legal guarantee of independence from all non-medical influence in any clinical operations within the laws of the state. So we want to see the National Maternity Hospital built. We have campaigned for a long time for additional maternity services, and we will continue to do that. But it has to be free from religious influence. And as it stands, the minister is in negotiations with the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group, and the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group is still owned by the Sisters of Charity. So they may have said that they will be getting out of the business of healthcare, but they're not out of the business of healthcare yet, and that's who Minister Harris is negotiating with.
Yeah, a statement in the Irish Times today from St Vincent's Healthcare. They're saying the Sisters of Charity will have no role in the management of the new National Maternity Hospital. The religious order is withdrawing from all involvement in healthcare, and documents underpinning the new arrangements at the hospital will be lodged with the charity's regulator in the coming weeks. Does that not assuage your concerns?
In May of 2017, they issued the same statement, more or less the same statement. They said that they would be getting out of the business of healthcare.
Yeah, they say they're now working towards giving effect to that decision.
And I understand that, but they've had 18 months to do that, and there hasn't been any progress on it. And also, it was reported in, with their own newspaper in the Irish Catholic, that the Archdiocese of Dublin hadn't even been informed yet of the intention of the Sisters of Charity to get out of healthcare, and there is a requirement that the Archdiocese would be notified, informed, and I think possibly have to give their permission. But as of last week, they hadn't even been told. So we're talking about a process they said they were committed to 18 months ago, that there doesn't appear to have been any progress made. And now when the media attention turns back on them, we get the same statement again, which is, yes, it's happening, but it hasn't happened yet. I mean, what we looked for from the Dáil and what was backed by the Dáil was that we would have legal underpinning of a guarantee that all procedures and all that goes on in the hospital would be free from non-medical influence. And I think it's very obvious that people are concerned about that. They're concerned about the influence of the Roman Catholic Church over the provision of maternity services. We want to make sure
of the Roman Catholic Church, as you put it. There's no evidence that that will manifest itself in any way.
But you see, this is the problem. It could manifest itself, and for as long as they have ownership of the land, I think that is going to be a concern.
But so are you saying the state should buy the land?
I think the state needs to look at how the legal guarantees can be given. I believe that it is possible for the state to buy the land, but I don't believe that's necessary.
Yeah, because Tony O'Brien said at the weekend that paying for land that's available for free is nonsensical. Like, we'd have to pay, I presume, 50 to 100 million quid for that land.
Well, it would be possible for the Sisters of Charity, of course, to gift the land to the state in its entirety. That's not beyond the bounds of possibility, and neither is the legal guarantee that we had looked for. But I do believe that we need to have that legal guarantee. I mean, there's a substantial weight of public opinion that supports the separation of church and state when it comes to the provision of maternity services.
Is most people's view not just get on and build the hospital at this stage? I mean, there's certainly a very vocal group arguing the point you're arguing, but is most people's view not just get on and build the hospital?
No, I think most people, if they were asked, would want the hospital to be run only by doctors in the interest of the
That's not the question I asked you, though.
I believe that that's the view of most people. I mean,
even if it means delaying the building of the hospital.
I have been contacted in recent days by a large number of people, all requesting that I put pressure on the minister to ensure that it's free from religious influence.
Right, large number of people being how many? Just out of interest.
I don't 20 believe that or there 50? Should be any delay in ensuring that the hospital is built. I mean, let's not forget, we are lagging behind in terms of the OECD, in terms of consultant obstetrician numbers and everything else. We need this facility. We absolutely need it. But we also need to be sure that it will be run solely for the benefit of the women that will be cared for there.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, Louise O'Reilly, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.